All right, Al Franken has a future in politics, but does South Carolina Senator, Governor, pardon me, Mark Sanford have a future in politics? Well, listen to this.
I'm quite certain that there were a handful of instances wherein I crossed lines that I shouldn't have crossed as a married man, but never crossed the ultimate line.
I crossed lines I shouldn't have crossed as a married man, but I never crossed the ultimate line.
Sounds like a song lyric, country song lyric.
I'm envisioning bumper stickers and T-shirts, John, with the ultimate line. They're coming out. And if
I'm
not
on the Daily Show tonight.
Yeah, well, we're going in together on Invest. I got a friend with a T-shirt company, yeah. So it's you and me on the ultimate line T-shirts. Well, Sanford is now admitting that he had flirtations with several women over the years, and not just the woman in Argentina. He's admitted that his Argentinian mistress was not the first clandestine dalliance maybe that he's had. In an interview with the Associated Press yesterday, Sanford declared his Argentine mistress is also his soulmate. Well, Mark Quinn is host of South Carolina ETV and a radio program called The Big Picture. He joins us now to talk Mark Sanford. Mark Quinn, is this implosion or political calculation, do you think? Why is Mark Sanford giving sort of a rambling interview to the AP about crossing the ultimate line and the beauty of his love affairs?
The ultimate line. You know, somebody needs to trademark that because I've already got hiking on the Appalachian Trail. Okay?
Yeah, that was last week's trademark.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's mine. Nobody seems to be advising him. For years and years and years, his top political advisor was indeed his wife, who, of course, right now is nowhere to be found, at least not at the moment. So he seems to be engaging in this type of public therapy that here in the South, we don't like a whole lot. We still observe some social mores down here. And, you know, we'll talk about you at the barbershop and maybe as you're even walking out of church. But we don't like to hear dirty laundry aired in public. And this thing about, you know, I'll do what I can to try to fall back in love with my wife. Boy, that just felt totally stone deaf yesterday with a lot of people.
Is he playing to South Carolina at this point, or is he playing to the whole nation? I mean, clearly
his wife.
Clearly he was a presidential contender. So what's the play here?
You know, I think the play is clearly the guy has just sort of lost his bearings. I mean, honestly, this is the Mark.
I have another theory, but you go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is a Mark Sanford that nobody has ever seen. The way in which he speaks, nobody's ever heard him even allude to things like this. I had a long talk with his former press secretary. Told me that for years he just thought the guy was asexual because he was just sort of a workaholic, a guy that went about his business, never had a wandering eye, you know, didn't look at any of the interns, nothing flaky, nothing weird. This is just completely out of character. And that's why it's so jarring to so many in South Carolina.
Well, now that it's out, isn't it possible, though, that he's just trying to do the very best he can to maybe hold on to the 1.5% chance that he can remain in politics? And I ask it with this in mind. The flirtations, dalliances, whatever he's referring to, are probably in emails, and emails can and will come out.
Sure.
So why shouldn't he get it out himself, control the message, bite the bullet now, and control this message instead of having somebody else leak it for him 2 years from now when it could really hurt?
Well, I think if he would have done that last week when he had that long, rambling explanation during his first public admission, that probably would have been okay. To backtrack now, it really makes him look even more trustworthy than he looked before. Because, look, the behavior that he engaged in was so suspect, to think that, hey, you know, you could just run off and disappear to Argentina and nobody would notice, calls into question, you know, exactly where your head is at.
All right.
As far as leading a state with an awful lot of problems.
Definitely want him with his hands on the button.
No. Ooh, yeah. No, look, man, if he was that stressed out over a stimulus battle, you know, which he had here in South Carolina, a lot of people have been asking nationally, well, how would he handle North Korea, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, all the big problems that come with being president? That's why a lot of us down here thought that the talk of him being president was just completely insane.
Okay, so does now all of that mean that any hope of salvaging the governorship or a role in the national stage, even despite the mea culpa, which maybe outside of South Carolina, you know, a lot of people say they like a mea culpa, they like a humanizing aspect. Is all that gone for him now, do you think?
There have just been so many increasing calls now for him to step down from the Republican leadership. And the people that practice the dark arts, the political consultants here that kind of make the machinery run in South Carolina, those are the folks that worry. They don't want him hanging around through 2010 because he's kind of crossed over into that lampoonish territory. And that really gives a big opening to the Democrats to say, hey, look, these guys who've been in charge, Sanford was the man, we're cratering economically, we're hemorrhaging jobs. Do we really want more of this? It's a sideshow they don't need, and I don't think they'll allow it to happen. Not here.
Okay, sideshow. Mark Quinn, let me get you to listen to one more clip, and I want you to listen carefully. This is from the AP interview, and the audio is a little tough to hear, but listen carefully, and you can get your reaction to this.
This was a whole lot more than a simple affair. But it's a love story. A forbidden one, a tragic one, but a love story at the end of the day.
A forbidden, tragic love story.
It's the a governor, movie trailer.
The governor
like
of South
trailer.
Carolina.
Oh, absolutely. This is Lifetime, plain and simple. And I might write the script because you could not make this stuff up.
Mark Quinn, are the Republicans branded this way? It's not just Sanford that's this character.
Well, you know, John Ensign, David Vitter, two senators, one from Louisiana, one from Nevada. I mean, you know, this has clearly been a problem
Gingrich.
For them. Yeah, Gingrich, too. I mean, how many times has he been married? It's not just them. John Edwards had a lot of stuff come out yesterday.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
He's a South Carolina native, and we watched that. But Mark Sanford wasn't as moralizing as some of these politicians, but he did drop a lot of biblical verses into his talk. Anytime you did ask him about a question, he'd always kind of line it up by saying, well, how many angels dance on the head of a pin? And I once said, one. And he looked at me and he laughed hysterically. He goes, well, nobody ever called me out on that.
And she lives in Argentina.
She does now.
All right. Mark Quinn. Here's the recap on Mark Quinn. Mark Sanford has become a sideshow. And if this is an attempt to preserve his political career, safe to say it's rather ham-handed, according to our guest from South Carolina ETV and radio program, The Big Picture. Mark Quinn, thanks for joining us.
Mighty Quinn.
Mighty Quinn.